Everybody wants to know when the Nisar and Jasar is going to happen. They want to know when we're going to get to our gold-backed currency, when the stock market crashes, when the dollar changes, when the global currency reset's going to happen. That's what everybody's waiting for. Everybody wants to know. And the dominoes are falling. They're being put into place. It's all ready to happen virtually overnight. But the people aren't ready.
The people aren't ready.
We need more people standing up. No.
Yeah, that, I totally agree with you on that. I totally agree.
Yeah. It's about saving this nation, this country, waking the people up, getting the people involved, getting their status changed so that they're not 14th Amendment citizens, which was never ratified in the first place. You know, I've got the congressional record showing it was never ratified. And here we've been led to believe we're 14th Amendment U.S. citizens when we're not. We're state nationals. We're free and independent people. We're sovereign. We're not sovereign citizens. That's an oxymoron. And that's people who are making a claim to something that they haven't done the paperwork to claim. You know, they're claiming to be a king when they're not a king. They're not even a squire or a knight yet, you know, and they're making that claim. People who are sovereign have taken the steps necessary to change their status, establish their standing, their jurisdiction. They've taken dominion of their of the law, the land, the air, and the water, and everything they're in, and they know how to subdue it, use it, control it, learn from it. And when you do that, that's when you're truly free. So the dollar, the euro, and the pound have to fall, and they're falling, and they have been falling for quite some time. The other world currencies are raising. Once they get close, then we can have a reset. If they're not close, they're too far apart, then the reset is too dramatic.
Totally.
So that's what's happening now.
Yeah,
I believe gas prices are high. Biden's in place for a reason. He's in place for a reason to destroy this economy. And when the economy drops dramatically, then we have a chance for a complete reset. And economy will stabilize overnight.
Do you think that he's basically in place, controlled by the White Hats, whether he's a clone or a robot, nobody really knows, but there's definitely some anomalies that you cannot discount and sweep under the rug and make believe that they don't exist. Is it a possibility that he's in place being controlled by the White Hats so that we can wake up the normies and get to that $18 box of eggs that I always talk about so that they can snap out of their media-induced comas?
Well, yes, they all are in media-induced comas and education-induced comas. You know, they went through our kindergarten through 12th grade, you know, and into our liberal colleges. And so they're all in comas, no matter how intelligent they are or what degree they have. And, yeah, I do believe that they're there for a reason. It's part of God's plan. Whether it's White Hats or not, it doesn't really matter. That's not an issue, I don't believe. I believe it's part of God's plan in order to wake up everyone. We're in the middle of the Great Awakening now, and people have to snap up to the realization that everything that they've been taught, everything that they see, is a lie.
Absolutely.
Which Biden are we on anyway? Our fourth one? I believe it's our fourth, from facial recognition software and digital testing, of DNA testing. It's Biden's not Biden. And the real issue is this: do the American people even know what the name of the current corporation is that Biden is serving? It's not the United States. The United States Corp was bankrupted. It's out of business. It's the White House Office, Inc. And Joe R. Biden is the agent of service. It's listed on Dun & Bradstreet number, with tens of thousands of subsidiary corporations underneath it. So that's the name of your new, you liberals' new country is the White House Office Inc. That's your country. And you need to wake up and realize that. That's the corporation you're serving as government. They passed an executive order that they don't even have to register with Dun & Bradstreet anymore, even though they are registered. So, you know, they're getting away from trying to hide themselves more every single day. When in reality, if you look up the United States of America on Dun & Bradstreet, it's listed at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And Donald J. Trump is listed as the agent of service. He is still our president.
He's basically a president in exile, but he runs the military. And this has got a lot to do with that.
Well, he's not exiled. He's the 19th president of the United States of America.
Right.
He never gave up that position.
Well, see, he's never conceded.
Don't understand. Well, when a president takes office, he takes office in multiple positions of multiple entities. He's the commander-in-chief of the military. He's president of the United States of America, CEO of the United States Corporation, which right now is called the White House Office, Inc. Look it up on Dun & Bradstreet for yourself. Don't take my word for it.
Go ahead. Let's get back to the lobster real quick. You saw the documentary from Bonfire Guy, which is an hour and 44 minutes long, where Trump travels around the entire world and is meeting with corporation leaders, leaders of countries, et cetera, putting piles of files of you know, 2 feet tall of stuff that by the round ones, okay, saying, listen, we got you doing X, Y, and Z. You got to capitulate. You got to throw everything into the lobster. There's a couple of buses waiting outside. There's heavily armed guards. You're going down to the spa down by Castro territory. Is that pretty much accurate in your opinion? That's how the lobster was formed?
Well, here's the thing. We got Guantanamo Bay. We've got Guam. And we've got Terra del Fuego. And call them Guam 2.0 and 3.0. So there's multiple places. Okay, that everybody who's a criminal in the world is going to end up. It's that simple. They won't be able to hide.
Nobody gets away with this. Nobody walks away from this.
Well, they have the opportunity to repent.
Okay.
Come to the light, right? It's like Star Wars. Come out of the dark and into the light.
Right. Okay. But let's say I'm a police officer who's basically, you know, I got a family to feed. I'm a dumbass. I don't know how to do anything else. And I'm harassing little old ladies for not wearing a face diaper who are walking their dogs. And I'm harassing people who are trying to eat a meal at a restaurant. And I'm beating people up with a billy club for no reason because my superiors said to do so because there's something called the New World Order. Okay, are these people going to be held accountable, yes or no?
Yes, they are going to be held accountable. In fact, if we the people don't do it right now, immediately, we're pretty stupid. Because, you know, all of our police forces in this nation have been under the control of the United Nations for many, many decades. We signed a United Nations treaty in 1945. We signed the Bar Association Treaty in 1947. This nation was captured by the Bar. I see you're flying two war flags behind your head. You ought to be flying a peace flag because this nation should be at peace. The gold fringe flag shows a captured flag. And if you look in every courtroom in the United States, it's been captured. All courts in every state is an administrative court under the administrative branch of government, not under the judicial branch of government. So therefore, these police officers are going out, they're creating causes of action. Their cause of action creates a case number. The case number creates a CUSIP number. The CUSIP number creates a bond in the amount that they from you, Those bonds are sold through their ISLING number, their International Securities Licensing number, out the back doors of the courthouse into the bond market on Wall Street. And that's how government is funded.
Mm-hmm.
They're funded when you walk into a DMV and get a driver's license. Your driver's license number is a CUSA. It is bonded. That bond in the state of Texas alone, there's 20 million licensed drivers. Each licensed driver has a bond for $10,000 renewed yearly, bundled, traded, hypothecated, and sold on Wall Street. That's billions of dollars of revenue into the state. And how many of those licensed drivers actually needed a driver's license? When the Criminal Appeals Court of Texas has said there's no such thing known to Texas law as a driver's license. When the Supreme Court of Texas has said there's no such thing known to Texas law as a driver's license. A driver's license is only needed, and according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, it's only needed by a public servant in the performance of their public duties, by someone hauling passengers for hire, and by somebody hauling goods for interstate commerce. So if you're a private individual, leaving your home, going to the grocery store, going to a movie theater, going out to get a pizza and coming back home, or just going to work and back, why do you need a driver's license? You have the right to travel. And that's well settled by the Supreme Court of the United States and many, many other courts in all 50 states. Yet these police officers, police is policy, police. Policy. They're not law enforcement. They don't enforce laws. They enforce policies. Policies made up by private for-profit corporations with Dun & Bradstreet numbers, acting and pretending to be government under the color of law, and anything colorable is a fallacy. And it's also a felony. Under Title 18, Section 241 and 242. It's a conspiracy to deprive the people of their rights under the color of law. It's a deprivation of rights. See? So all they do is create causes of actions in order to create CUSIP numbers, case numbers, in order to create bonds, in order to sell those bonds through their ISLING numbers. And these judges are investing these bonds in our prison systems. And therefore, or they're profiting from them illegally. That's an emolument violation, according to Article 1, Section 6, Clause 8 of the Constitution, by using their position of power for illicit profit or gain.
Yes, and I've been saying that for years. Yeah, I've been saying that for years, that the jail systems, the prison systems of the United States is a for-profit corporation. And people looked at me like I had nine heads. Yeah. Yeah.
All of it is. I mean, look at it this way. We have roughly 333 million people in the United States. There's 2 billion in China. That's 1/6 the population of China. And we have 6 times the prisoners that China has in our prison system. So if we have 1/6 the population, 6 times the prisoners, 6 times 6, 36, that's 360 percentage points above, which is the freer country, us or China?